Every month we put the spotlight on arts, well, at Access, our Arts and Access Forum. It's a collaboration between many in the community that certainly put arts on the forefront and access as well. So let's talk about today's topic. It's a collaboration and Mosaic Film Experience is involved. So I am honored to speak again to one involved with that MFE. That was, I don't know, maybe you should use that brand. Good that you're here, Scott Welch, Principal Innovation Strategist, Facilitator for Global Bridge Builders, many hats you wear. Good morning to you, Scott.
Good morning, Shelley. It's great to be here.
Yes, that you are also the lead organizer of Mosaic Film Experience. We'll talk about that, and a partner when it comes to a very unique community. Christopher Smith, Executive Director, DisArt. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning, Shelley. Good to see you again. Thanks for having us.
You bet. Hey, Scott, give me the one-on-ones of the Mosaic Film Experience.
Well, Mosaic Film Experience is an educational platform we've created to celebrate really the genius of generally high school kids. And we do that through the fun, but also the very rigorous task of filmmaking. So we're doing it November 1st and 2nd at the Wealthy Theater. We have kids from all around West Michigan and then just abroad. But we're focusing locally to make sure our young kids here get what they need. And it's just a great opportunity to kind of cast education through a different lens.
Good that you have successfully. I think you were a co-founder with us.
Yeah, Scott? The founder actually.
Yeah,
but
founder.
I mean, of course, there's a lot of energy that drives this thing.
Yeah. And there's a lot of energy to your sidekick to your right, Director of DisArt, Christopher. Again, remind me of your DisArt.
Yeah, DisArt has been. We're 2 years in now, and very interested in getting Grand Rapids and everybody around the country thinking about the way disability feels and means and is experienced. And we use art to do that. And it's great stuff.
Let's talk about our topic. What is the connection between Mosaic Film Experience and DisArt? Give me the history and why we're talking.
Well, you know, we have been on the search for partners in this city, and it's very easy to find partners who are interested in taking care of culture. And what I mean by that is taking care that everybody is at the table, that everybody is involved in creativity. And so we've worked with a bunch of people. Scott's organization, Mosaic, is a natural fit because they're invested in the job of storytelling. And so Scott and I started chatting and began to try to think about, well, how do we make sure that not only the kids with the sort of normal experience of life are involved, but what about kids who have a disabled experience of any kind, physical or mental? How do we make sure that they're there? So Scott and I and our organization is just a good fit to try to make that work.
Scott?
Absolutely. I mean, to what Chris's point, to me, the word mosaic is not something we just kind of look at in theory, but it's application. And unless unless the table has chairs for everybody, then we're not really living up to our mission. So it made a very logical fit to invite all our young people, you know, because it's not about other young people. They are our young people. And to me, Mosaic, to fulfill its mission, needs to have a chair for everybody there, a place for everyone at the table.
Fill in the blank, Christopher. Film is a powerful art medium and that it influences ...
everything we do. I mean, listen, you know, Scott and I both know that to get into a kid's life or to any of our lives, you got to look at what we're watching and look at what we're telling stories about. And these films about disability or about race or about gender, sexuality or whatever, they're not just entertaining us. They're indicating a reality for us. And they are wrapped up in our everyday activities. And so, you know, we just put out a podcast episode about this new movie, Me Before You, that came out, very controversial film about a quadriplegic who asks to be killed, you know, assisted suicide at the end of the film. And we're saying, no, let's remember that these films are parts of our intellectual fabrics. And that's certainly what these kids are doing as well. You know, so, I mean, certainly Scott and I agree on that.
Mm-hmm. Let's go into this collaboration a bit more. Why is collaboration, Scott, such a key ingredient in the work that both of you do, both separately and now together?
I think in just collaboration in general, Shelley, is that it makes the people involved smarter, right? We all have blind spots, and there's just things that we don't know, and sometimes you can take someone's strength and add it to your weakness, mm-hmm. and you get smarter as a group. And so we look at it as a collaborative. The whole idea of collaboration is that we have two organizations that have, I think, very aligned mission, mm-hmm. and are one of the things we both are kind of pursuing are our young people in a way, you know, and help create a platform for them. And then in terms of DisArt and Mosaic Film Experience, it's art, right? To me, and art is the platform for conversation. And as Chris indicated with his last comment, you know, some of that stuff is uncomfortable, but that's where learning is. And we need to talk about it because that's what community should do. That's how we become, I think, closer is when we, you know, we have those maybe uncomfortable conversations. And we can also ask some really pretty compelling questions. It's not that we have all the answers, but we can create a space for conversation. And I think, again, overall, we can make our community smarter, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think, too, I mean, on the practical level, of course, more hands makes the work easier. You know, and so there's that part of it. But I think just to speak on what Scott's saying too, philosophically, both organizations are committed to cultures, mm-hmm. whether that's youth culture, disability culture, or whatever. And culture works under the umbrella of collaboration. You can't be an isolated individual and think that you're going to make any good happen. You have to work with each other. And so, you know, when I went and gave a talk at Mosaic last year, you know, sitting with the kids and talking to them about their lives and talking about what these movies mean to them and how movies might help them express things that they never express any other way. You know, that's that sort of cultural work is why I get up in the morning. I mean, that's why I do what I do.
Yes, and you do it well. Arts and Access Forum. We talk about what's happening under this umbrella every month with those involved. Our partnership today, the collaboration with Mosaic Film Experience with founder Scott Welch and Christopher Schmidt, executive director of DisArt. Looking ahead, Scott, what do you hope to accomplish with Mosaic Film with your experience? How does your collaboration with DisArt help you achieve those goals then?
Well, again, you know, our focus is the Mosaic. So it brings in, again, it allows our young people that have some type of disability to know, first of all, we see them, we recognize and we value them. We're not even complete as Mosaic without them. And so this really helps to create a platform for them to show their perspective. Mm-hmm. And so it just, to me, it just makes real practical sense. And so, you know, we're glad to have the collaboration because it provides an entree for that particular community, the young folks there, to say, we're interested. I mean, let's do this together. And by sharing your perspective, we all get smarter.
So the first weekend of November,
you mentioned? Yeah, November 1st and 2nd. Mm-hmm.
Great. And more information on the experience?
Oh, yeah. So you can go to mosaicfilmexperience.com or you can actually call directly at 616-813-0613.
Cool. Chris, we always end with this month's call to action.
Yeah. I mean, well, you're hearing us talk about it. Pay attention to the messages that you're taking in your head and watching in theaters and on televisions and computer screens and iPads, and look at the way in which disabled people or other people as well, other minorities, how are they being represented? Is that authentic? And what does it teach you about the next time you're out in McDonald's or at the bar or at a coffee shop or at a bookstore when you meet that person that you just know as an image, but now you know as a real human being? Are you learning the lessons that will make you a better human being and a better communicator, you know, with those people?
You mentioned the podcast. Where do we listen to that?
Yeah, dystopiapodcast.org. And again, if you're interested in movies and the way that movies make sense, our last episode on Me Before You would be a great place to start. And always disartfestival.org to get all the DisArt info as well.
It's a Chris and Scott show. Thank you very much, gentlemen, for your good words
on behalf
of the organizations and our Arts and Access Forum. Take care.